We're ready when you are.
Okay, we will open the audit committee meeting. Should I go through who all's here again? I've got Councilman John McLeod, Mayor Kent Gwynn, Councilman Daniel Owen, and myself, Councilwoman Susie Heimbach. And with that, I will turn it over to Matt.
Thank you. We are, as you know, in the audit committee. First item of business is 3A, approval of the 9/27/2011 audit committee meeting minutes. Copy of those minutes should be attached with your meeting agenda.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Oh, I can't vote.
I'm sorry.
Okay. have a motion by Mr. McLeod.
Thanks, Ken. I just won a bet.
Didn't take long, did it?
It's all right. I'll move for approval.
I already have a motion.
And then I'll second.
I have a motion by Mr. McLeod and a second by Mr. Owen. Call the roll.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye. Okay.
Sorry,
the minutes are approved. No, okay. Matt.
Second item of the agenda.
You can just say sounds good, man.
Second item on the agenda is a presentation by the city's external auditors, Purvis Gray and Company. If I invite that team to come up. John, do you want to go ahead and introduce?
I would like to say a couple of things. As you recall, at our September 27th audit committee meeting, staff presented a work plan. And the work plan was to address the findings and question cost in our fiscal year 2010 audit. As we get ready, September 30th, we close fiscal year 2011. We're in the process of making the year-end adjustments and drafting the financial statements. I thought it'd be a good time for Purvis Gray to come forward and you know, brief the council on what happens at a year-end audit, what is entailed in a financial audit. And so we have Mark White, Tim Westgate, and Phil Geisner for Purvis Gray to make that presentation.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon, Council, Committee. I'm Mark White, and this is Tim Westgate, my partner. We are the partners in charge of your audit, and Phil is the senior staff in charge and our IT consultant. And we're pleased to see y'all meeting as an audit committee. I think that's a great step in the evolution of the group. I think that's outstanding. What we were going to do today was just run through a few things. We're going to perhaps start with a little review, a little status of Purvis Gray, tell you a little bit about the firm. Tim is then going to talk about a financial audit, which is the scope of our audit and what a financial audit is and what a financial audit is not. And then Phil is going to wrap it up with a brief discussion of where we are in the progress of your 2011 audit. So let me just start out again, tell you a little bit about the firm. I wanted you to know that your audit is being conducted by the Ocala office of Purvis Gray, and want y'all to know that we also have three other statewide offices. Don't know if y'all are even aware of that. Gainesville, where we were founded 65 years ago, is kind of our main headquarters, if you will. We also have a Tallahassee and Sarasota office. So we have approximately 65 people statewide in four offices, a little over 20 here in Ocala. So your work will be done almost exclusively out of the Ocala office. Occasionally we will bring people from other offices as needed, but we pretty much have what we need here locally to do your audit. Also want you to know that our audit practice really has a very strong emphasis in local governments and electric utilities, really for over 40 years. We currently audit approximately 20 Florida cities, many of which have electric utilities like yours. Just a couple to name a few would be the city of Bartow, Jacksonville Beach, Mount Dora, Green Cove Springs, cities like that. It would also include FMPA, the Florida Municipal Power Association, your wholesale power provider, which y'all are very familiar with. We're very pleased to see y'all actively involved with that organization, and we view our role with them, with FMPA, as, you know, sort of stewards and watchdogs of the members of which you are one. And it also would include the Kissimmee Utility Authority. We audit five RUS electric cooperatives around the state. We do six counties, six school boards, a variety of special districts such as the villages, the CDDs, you may be familiar with those, the Withlacoochee Regional Water Supply Authority, of which the city is a member, municipal airport authorities, and many other government-related and not-for-profit organizations. So that's who we are, and that's what we do. And the only reason I bring that up is to let you know that we're not just the local firm doing your audit, that we really do have a practice emphasis and a specialty in exactly what the city of Ocala is involved in. Also want you to know that we have people that serve on the various Florida Government Finance Officers Association committees, as well as the National GFOA Committee for the Special Review Committee for the Certificate of Achievement of Excellence in Financial Reporting, which the city will be getting back into that program here in the near future. I think you're planning on submitting this year. Y'all took a couple of years off. And also wanted to let you know that your engagement team, we all are required to have what I'll just refer to as a lot of hours of continuing professional education. And all of your team exceeds the GAO requirements for continuing education. Matter of fact, we just had an 8-hour session about a month ago out at the college where we invited not only all of our people, but we have client staff, and I believe some of the city's people were there, where we did 8 hours of governmental accounting and auditing, continuing education. We find that stuff interesting. I don't know. Please don't be offended if we didn't invite you. We didn't think that y'all would care for that, but your staff certainly was there. So let me turn it over to Tim, and Tim's going to talk about the scope of the audit. Ms. Rich, how are you?
Okay.
Again, my name is Tim Westgate. You guys certainly are welcome to come to any of those CPEs, or if you're interested, we could go ahead and start one now. Next 8 hours, a real in-depth. Instead, we'll just do a brief overview of what an audit is. Of course, the term audit is an imprecise term that each person probably has their own definition of and their own idea of what's happening. So we want to talk a little bit about what we are engaged to do. The city is required by Florida statutes to have an annual financial statement audit. And the primary purpose of that audit is our opinion on the financial statements, that they're free of material misstatement and that they're fairly stated in accordance with GAAP. So those audit procedures are performed on a test basis and look for evidence that support the financial statement amounts, the numbers that are in there, as well as the disclosures. The financial statement audit is for that opinion on the financial statement. It is not an audit of the city's operations. It's not an audit of effectiveness. It's also not an audit of internal controls within the city. However, we do look at internal control for the limited purpose of designing our test in the audit. Of course, in that process, the standards don't require us to audit internal controls, but if during our audit we identify things during that process, weaknesses in internal control, we do report those to you. There's a report that's issued with the final audit opinion at the end of the year on internal control over financial reporting, compliance with laws and regulations that could be material to the financial statements. So in there could identify internal control matters or in the management letter, which you're familiar with. You're also required to have a federal and a state single audit. And what triggers that is a local government that expends more than $500,000 of federal grant monies or state grant monies also has to have an additional audit procedures, and it's all performed at the same time, which is where the term single audit, all at once. And it looks at those particular grant monies as well as the compliance over that money, and additional procedures get performed there. And we also report on those. All of our audits are conducted in accordance with a lot of varying groups of auditing standards. including auditing standards that are generally accepted in the U.S. There's also government auditing standards, which is what a lot of that CPE that Mark mentioned falls under. There's the single audit, the Florida single audit that we just mentioned, OMB Circular A133, which is related to those grants, and then, of course, Florida has their own myriad of rules that fall under the rules of the Auditor General. So that's a little bit of the background on a little bit of perspective of what we are doing, performing a financial audit in that regard. So I'll let Phil talk a little bit about where we stand in the process for this year for that audit.
Thanks, Tim. My name is Phil Gessner, and we are currently in the process of your audit. We like to look at the audit as two processes. First process is interim, where we come into the city, we obtain and update our understanding of the city's organization, what's going on in the city. We also look at internal controls sufficient to assess the risk of material misstatement to the financial statements. And that's in order, like Tim said, to design the nature, timing, and extent of further audit procedures that will be performed during our final fieldwork procedures. We also, while we were out here at interim, spent time doing parts of the single audit. We identify, your staff prepares the schedule of expenditure of federal awards and state financial assistance. We looked at an interim version of that to identify the major federal awards programs and state financial assistance projects. We assessed the risk of noncompliance for those major programs and projects and selected the ones that we think will end up being your major programs. And then we assessed and started testing internal controls over compliance requirements that are directed material to those major programs. As John said, the city staff is in the process of closing out the 2011 fiscal year audit and getting ready for the audit. I'm pleased to say that we've already started seeing some of the work papers that we request come through. We expect to start our final field work in February and issue our report prior to March 31st. This is way ahead of prior year schedule. Your 2009 report was issued in September 2010. Your 2010 report was issued in June 2011. So you pushed back 3 months last year, and it's expected that you will be pushing the schedule back another 3 months this year. And that's a credit to your staff, whom we are very pleased with in terms of the process that they've come through. In addition to those items, we've also had discussions and met periodically with the city's internal auditor to talk about the work that they are doing in support of this process. And I think Jeannie and Oscar are going to provide you an update on their status with that regard. And then once we complete our audit, we will have what we call an exit conference with you to discuss any of our findings and recommendations. And with that, I will turn it back over to Mark.
I think that's really all we plan to say. We'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have.
Anyone have any questions? Mr. Owen.
I guess just a generic question, Mark, and I don't know if there's such a thing as momentum in audits, but since we know where we came from and turning that ship around, are you starting to
absolutely
get, I think you understand, yes, what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is it we get some good momentum going and some good things in place?
Well, what Phil mentioned at the end there is perhaps the most direct evidence of that. And you can simply, if you pull out the audit reports from the previous year, look at the dates of the audit reports when they're issued. And the fact that we've gone from September, basically 12 months after year end, that's that's an unacceptable long period of time, to June, which was, you made up a lot of ground. And now we're gonna be looking at March of this year. And from talking with your staff, I think they could, they may be waiting on us a little bit this year. It sounds like they're making great progress. So maybe next year it's going to be February when this thing gets out. So I think that is, the single one thing that you could look to and say, what kind of progress are we making? And I would say this, from we reviewed the minutes and the presentation from your last audit committee meeting on the status of all of our prior year audit recommendations. And, you know, we are definitely expecting to provide you with much less reading material this year in that respect. It looks like things are dramatically improving.
Well, thanks. And matter of fact, I mean, I'm sorry to beat that wet dog, but I mean, it just, I can't tell you enough. Great work that Martin does, and then get kudos to John, staff, and Matt, and everybody. I mean, it's just huge strides to hear that. And I just want to make sure that was on record of the time frame that we're starting to cut this back and get down to just a real, you know, accountability and transparency what we've got, which I know was, when you came in, was a big thing. And we just, we're there, and that's why I'm asking you about the momentum, that we stay vigilant, the urgency is there, and that just, that atmosphere and that culture continues to be the norm. So I just appreciate everybody that's been involved in that.
Absolutely. Mr. Brown.
I just want to echo what Councilman Owen said. When I got here in the fall, 2008, we had no real-time financial data. We were literally in the dark. And operating approximately a $200 million enterprise fund, that is kind of frightening. And a great deal of credit goes to staff, no doubt about it. They've done a yeoman's task in getting up to speed. I also want to recognize our external auditors. They've been very patient and very assisting with staff, providing us guidance and help. I want to recognize them. And of course, also compliment council for your patience. As we got this ship turned around, we do have great momentum now, and the storm clouds are behind us, and the waters are calming, and I feel very confident about that.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam President, before we go further, I would like to point out one more thing before we get the internal auditor's report.
Sorry.
On your desk, I've passed out a little sheet here. At the last audit committee meeting, Ms. Heimbacher, you asked for some financial data at the meetings. We are in the beginning stages of putting together this information, so I ask that maybe you review this information. It's a historical trend of our revenues and expenditures. As we go through the budget process, we're going to project a five-year or project out five-year revenue trend and expenditure trend. And this is the spreadsheet we plan on using and bringing back to council on a periodic basis. So at your convenience, if you would possibly look at this and provide us any feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what you like to see added, we'd appreciate that so we can bring back the information you've requested.
Okay. So everyone can do that individually?
Yes, ma'am.
After the meeting. Okay, great. Mr. Brown.
If I could just emphasize what John said for just a moment. In the past, the city has gone through, of course, the annual budgeting process, but it was a lookout of only 365 days, 1 year. As we're now getting the financial issues behind us in terms of the audit, with the budget process, we're hoping to begin budgeting for a five-year period, looking outwards for 5 years, trying to see trends and patterns, not just 1 year out, but 2 years out, 3 years out, 5 years out, so we can start seeing those early, start responding to them aggressively. And so this is the first step in that evolution of our budgeting process to become more sophisticated and quite frankly, more in tune with future trends and patterns.
I have a question. How will the projections be made based on what information?
Looking at CPI, looking at revenue trends, housing trends, all the statistical data that we can put together. A lot of our revenue projections come from the state. But we can actually make those projections based on some financial indicators.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, no. We'll go to the internal auditor presentation.
You want me to pass those out for you?
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. Good afternoon. As you know, I'm Jeannie Covington, and I've just put together a a few items for you, more to look at on your own. The first document is just a memo to update you on where I'm at with the projects that are on the internal audit plan update, which is the second document. As per Councilman Owen's request, I've added a column to give a projected completion date and then the completion date of the projects. And for the external audit assistance, I've included both the assignments for Oscar and for me so that you can keep updated as to where we are with the external audit work. And in the particulars for the external audit assistant, we do have two areas that are complete. Inventory, which is a report that I issued to you yesterday, and I've also given you a hard copy. And I do want to mention there was one, I have made one adjustment to this report since I sent it yesterday. I failed to add one of the people that assisted us greatly with the audit, and that was Patty Blanton. So I've added her name. After I reviewed it after I sent it yesterday, I realized I failed to add her to this. And everyone worked really hard to get through all of the inventory and did not find any issues with the inventory at all. And our total inventory as of September for all of the funds is $6,247,000. Pension internal control testing, Oscar is completed, and he can speak to you on that. Currently in process for the external audit assistance, Oscar is working on the Florida statute compliance questionnaire, and he anticipates that to be completed by Friday. And again, I'll let him speak on that a little more. I'm in the process of doing the procurement card, and because of the policy that was passed in August, I'm actually taking two samples, and I'm going to be testing them differently. For prior to August, I'll be testing just basically that the expenses were legitimate expenses and they were coded properly. And then from August and September, I'll be taking a sample and making sure that we're in compliance with the policy that the council approved in August. Payroll internal control testing. I do have a list of all of the payroll transactions, and I've selected a testing sample. Currently, I'm working with payroll personnel to document the key internal controls, and hope to be done with that work by the end of December and report out to you by mid-January. And the search for unrecorded liabilities, this is something that is ongoing. As I get the data for each month, there's a certain scope limitation, and for the items that meet that scope that was provided by Purvis Gray, I'm looking into those items and assuring that we either accrued them appropriately to 2011 or we have them as expenses for 2012. On other audits, the Ocala Municipal Golf Course is just about completed. I have given a draft copy of the report to management, and they're currently looking at it and finalizing their response, which then I will take back to the senior management team and then issue the report to you with their response. And out of the result of that investigation of the theft, there have been two former employees that have been arrested, and I continue to work with OPD on that investigation.
If I may interject here, kudos really have got to be extended to our auditing team. One of the employees had resigned from the city several months earlier, and the work that Jeannie had done was so thorough that when they circled back to OPD, they made contact with the employee, and his lawyer recommended that he turn himself in. And so that's compliments that go to the internal auditor's office.
The Ocala Fire Department is a new audit that management had requested. It's on the tuition and training costs, just trying to get a handle of where we have spent dollars for tuition and training for 2009, 2010, and 2011. And I'll be working with management and helping them to determine if these expenditures were in compliance with the departmental policies and also with the union contract. And as of the last council meeting, I've also added the Downtown Business Alliance Farm Market Agreement. I currently have obtained copies of the agreement, and I'm working with Kathy Kreil and the Downtown Business Alliance members to proceed with the review. And then the other items that I've included in your packet are part of my marketing initiatives. The first is a booklet that I've put together, and this is going to be for the employees of the city to use. We also have gotten an intranet site, which the auditors never have had an intranet site before, and this booklet is out on the shared documents, and it talks about what internal audit's all about, what to expect during an audit, and then a guide to internal controls and doing things right, and talking about the different type of internal controls, the control environment, control activities, and what type of controls, whether you have a directive control, preventative control, detective or corrective controls, and it explains all of that so that, you know, when we go out to do our audits, they know where we're coming from. And I'm going to be taking this to various team meetings. Hopefully soon we'll be able to present to senior management, to the fiscal managers, and then every time we do an audit, we'll make sure that the area we're auditing has access to this and have seen it. And then also along with that, we've developed a brochure, which again, I think will be really good, just a quick view of who we are, what we do, what internal controls are, how you have to balance risk and controls, and then also a little bit on fraud and preventing fraud. Again, we plan on giving this to every member of the department when we go into a department to do an audit so that they know why we're there and what we do. But also, I have gotten with the new employee orientation coordinator, and we'll be going to all the new employee orientations and doing a 5-minute presentation along with giving each new employee a brochure on internal audit.
Great.
And we always have had an external place on the city's website, and right now it just has a little paragraph about what we do, but we're planning on putting some more information out there. One of the things in talking to President Heimbuckle, we will put a list of all of the audits that we have issued and with an information out there of how, if any of the public would like a copy of the report, how they would obtain a copy of the report. And we'll add to that as we go along, and any ideas that you have for adding to that website, and just let us know. Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Owen?
Comments,
questions, whatever.
No, I appreciate you. I just, as we sit here today and see a report like this, and this back portion here, this guide to understanding internal audit. I go back to about a year ago, and I appreciate council responding of trying to bring the internal auditor more, I don't say to the forefront, but more onto the team, which we had talked about, not just a reactive office, but kind of being proactive on the front side and being able to work with staff on all the departments and the education process that you've not been on the intranet now. And so employees, and when they do have questions, instead of just fumbling along and the auditor becoming just sort of this, you know, Venus flytrap at the end, that, you know, I got you. And Matt and I've shared a lot about, Houston, we have a problem, but it just doesn't stop there. We realize we have a problem, but we've got solutions to get through that. And so this is another evidence of us sitting here and the work that council done and everybody's done. And Jean, appreciate being more part of the team, and it's not that it's they still have the lines drawn where they're auditing the processes and keeping everybody honest and going through that, but they're able to be involved in the day-to-day stuff to help just more proactive approach on the front side. So I just there's a lot of good things starting to come together. Appreciate all the work. So
Mr. Wayne,
just a question. Says you got the copy of the signed agreement for the farmers market. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you going to audit the actual books of the DBA or just that agreement, make sure they're complying with the agreement?
Well, to be honest with you, I have a copy of the agreement, and I've spoken with Kathy Crowell to get me in contact with everyone that I need to speak with, and so I really haven't come up with what exactly I'm going to look at yet, but I thought the agreement was the first place to go, because that will actually outline what we can and cannot look at.
Okay, you mean as far as the farmer's market agreement?
Yes, the farmer's market agreement. That's okay. What I'm going to limit it to, is the farmer's.
Specific to the farmer's market. I'm talking about the DBA in its entirety and their books and how they spend their money.
Okay.
Yeah, the request from council was to actually audit the farmer's market agreement.
Right.
But upon council's request and desire, that work can be expanded.
Okay. I mean, is that what you were thinking, Councilman Owen, or?
I just want to look, if we're allowed to look at the farmer's market, I would like to look at whatever we're allowed to look at.
Okay.
But I don't think we can go and audit the DBA's books, can we?
If I might, through the Growth Management Department, we provide the DBA with an annual budget from their special taxing district dollars. We appropriate an annual budget and work with them to create that, and they send their purchasing requests through us for any of the services. So that is certainly a budget that could be audited. It's a budget that we control.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was an ordinance that we did back when Councilman Roos was here that any entity that we give money to, we can audit. We're supposed to audit it once a year.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I know they're changing, you know.
They just changed last week, their leadership. Last week would be a perfect time to, you know, do it. I would be, quite honestly, I mean, you know, the farmer's market is a good place to start, and the reaction you get will be the tell signs, and that's just me. But I'm looking forward to seeing what we find.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll find that it's all good.
Any other comments or questions? I'm going to add some. I also want to just reiterate what Matt said and thank you for your work at the golf course. And really like the proactive get out there in front of it approach. And I think that if we had done that earlier, maybe we wouldn't have had those problems. And that's what I'm looking forward to avoiding, are some of those situations going forward. So I really do appreciate everything you're doing, and keep doing it.
Thanks. All right. Okay, and turn it over to Oscar.
Sure.
Mr.
Owen.
You talked about the golf course and things about that. The fire department, is that some information that you're going to be able, where, as we go through negotiations, are we going to be able to use any of that, or will that coincide with any of that? Or
specifically, I'm not sure.
And just some of the stuff that you're starting to audit, the training, the
tuition and training costs.
We are collecting information. I don't know if it'll be so valuable in the collective bargaining process as it will just be a tool for management to make improvements. They're constantly trying to prove what it is that we do and how we do it. If it does provide usefulness to collective bargaining, obviously we'll bring that into that venue and leverage it as we can. But otherwise, I know that Catherine is working feverishly to try to bring about positive changes in the organization.
Somehow I think it will have value in the negotiation process, so keep that going. That's good stuff.
Okay. Oscar, did you have anything to say? Okay.
Add some more from what Jeannie said.
Yes.
The legal compliance audit is almost done. It's probably a day or two.
Okay.
Until the software works better. The general, the pension fund is, pension employee audit is done. The capital projects audit will be started soon as I'm done with the legal compliance. Still in the process of finalizing the audit plan for the annual. For this current year. And the website, as Jeannie mentioned, is up already. It's just we're putting little by little information so
okay.
That we can have that running in full speed soon. What's in there right now are, you know, the basic standard features.
Okay.
And that's basically it. Oh, the fraud hotline is still in progress. I'm in touch with Pat. Can't remember his last name. The IT guy, the telephone guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with him right now.
Okay.
Currently. So that's basically it.
Okay. Any questions or comments there? Okay. Thank you very much. Other business?
John, are there any other items? We turn the time back over to you.
Okay. Are there any?
Sorry, go ahead. Nope. I just whenever you get a chance.
Are there any public comments on anything? Seeing none. Mr. Owen?
Just for informational purpose for council. Last week, I attended a workshop at the county. Thursday, I think it was, Matt, we went over.
I think so.
I had been called by a couple of commissioners. And went over, attended. It was rather lengthy workshop on utilities. And we're meeting the 31st. I think we have a joint work
31st.
Session with the county.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and then, the county has asked their staff, it would come out of that, what came out of the workshop was basically they stopped some of the things they were getting ready to do. The county's getting ready to have a philosophical discussion on utilities. What philosophy they come up with, I don't know. We will see. I'm just asking council if we would kind of have some open minds to some potential possibilities. Matt's got some ideas. Jeff will be working. We're looking at probably having some one-on-one meetings with each council member and the county commission. It'll be a joint presentation, actually. We're looking at Matt and Lee. Have you already met? Are you ready to meet? You met last night. Part of that, and what we'll be doing, you'll probably be getting contacted, and you'll be asked to sit through a presentation, and that presentation will have Jeff Halcombe, our utilities, Warren Sewer, and his counterpart at the county with each. So we'll be meeting with the county that way, and then we'll be meeting with the commissioners so we can have some preparations for that January 31st workshop and try to make some decisions. First meeting in February, and simply just asking council to keep your minds open. We've got some, I just listened to John, you're just talking about keeping an eye on future revenues and future potentials and all of those types of things. I think we can see some partnerships, believe it or not, with the county on utilities that I know Jeff's got a good game plan and Matt. So in the coming weeks before that meeting, you'll probably be contacted by Matt to set up some time to sit and listen to that, and we'll have our workshop. So there's a lot of exciting things in the works, and it was nice to see them tap the brakes for a minute and see how they can work with the city of Ocala. So stay tuned.
Appreciate it. I sat down with Jeff about, I don't know, a month or so ago and had a philosophical discussion about water. It was very enlightening.
It is. So, it's also enlightening to the county, which is why there a couple of them are calling. So.
All right. Mr. Brown?
If I could just embellish those comments. At my meeting last night with Dr. Niblock, I let him know that several of his commissioners wanted to take tours of our facilities and that we're going to effectuate those tours. If there are council members that would like tours of our facilities for purposes of getting reacclimated and understand what we have available in terms of capacity, in terms of abilities, we'd also extend that that invitation to you as well. Jeff, as I indicated, we'll be taking each of the commission members on a tour of facilities, let them know what we have, and hopefully help facilitate a very robust dialogue.
Yeah, and I know obviously I can't vote, but would you make me aware of all these discussions?
Yes.
Someone would like to comment on it.
Did you not make a motion?
I will not make a motion, but I can assure you that I will comment.
Ms. Rich, you left the room. Kent went ahead and voted for you.
I made a motion.
Yeah, we have to watch that. He'll be voting and making motions.
It's like Gilligan voting on his legal bill.
Is there anybody else? Anything else? Yes.
I do have one other item. Councilwoman Heinbuckle and I spoke with Gene Freeman, who will be conducting our strategic planning session on the 18th and 19th of January. Just to give you a heads up, I will be emailing each of you a copy of the work that was completed last year during the executive session, I'm sorry, during the strategic planning session. Accompanying that email will also be an attachment with the city's current mission statement and its values and goals. We're circulating that early, so give you a chance to review it, re-familiarize yourself with it. And then Gene's going to be calling each of you probably early part of next week, maybe the latter part, to connect with you and to talk to you about some questions regarding your work, the strategic plan that was laid last year, as well as the city's current mission and values. And so just give you a heads up, that email will be sent out tomorrow, and you can expect a call from Gene sometime next week.
Where is Gene from?
She's from Virginia.
But I mean, what company is she working with, or where did y'all get her from?
She owns her own company. I met her when I was at FMPA in January of 2009. FMPA did not have a strategic plan, and they hired her to come down and put together FMPA strategic plan.
Oh, okay. No dots, huh?
It'll be all right, Mr. Just 1 year. Expand your horizon. Let's do it. Let's just try it. It's like broccoli. You may like it.
All right. Anything else? Okay. We're adjourned.
We didn't have any dots last year.
Remember, we have been really been talking to her about dots. She might have dots.
This
may backfire on you. This may backfire. She may walk in with dots.
She might walk in with dots. I haven't even asked her.
And she said.